Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. We are going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden People and Pets Wellness Show with your host Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Mark.
Hey, thanks everyone for being on and joining us today. We're excited about another wonderful show, just giving you the best of the best of not only technology, energetics, but really how to help yourself and your pets too. Great to be with you.
Yeah, we have a lot of good news for a change. Isn't that a nice, refreshing break from a lot of the stuff that you get in the mainstream? That's what we're here about. We're here to be a breath of fresh air. You know, Mark, if you were on the Titanic and you were the guy that knew that you just hit the iceberg, would you love the people on the boat if you told them, hey, let's go get on the lifeboat? And they're like, well, hey, everything's great. We're having a party. You're like, no, we just hit an iceberg, I'm telling you. And they're like, no. Would you be an obnoxious person if you just kept telling them and kind of trying to shake them and getting them to realize, hey, we've got to get into this lifeboat. This is our way to life. Would that be a loving thing to do, Mark?
You know what? We're all about giving the very best information to everyone, and it does include, you know, last-second shots in life where we're just trying to help people across the finish line to either survive or cross the border. But in this time, we're absolutely talking about saving lives and helping people just get their abundance back in life, get their joy mode on, and really feel into what's possible with new hope and possibility. So absolutely, we'd be saving people left and right, and that's really what we're all about, is giving the best information out there so people can make their own choices, but really provide a comfort zone of self-care directives that really make all the difference in the world. At least it does for us, Gigi.
Well, that's really when I started to discover my power, was when I realized, you know, there's not probably a doctor on the face of the earth that really understands my case because of some genetic anomalies. And so I said, I'm going to have to take responsibility for my own health. But there was something else that happened to me in that moment. I realized I had the power, even if I could just get the placebo effect going, which has been proven to heal in 50% of the cases. People get better on a sugar pill. And so I thought, you know, I am the most powerful force for my wellness. Fairy godmother didn't show up. The magical doctor with all the magical answers didn't show up. Nobody really could put it together for me. But, you know, my creator knew and led me on a path to more joy mode living along the way and finding working answers that really do transform dim prognosis into bright futures. And so really, we do have the lifeboat here for you, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we have the Back to Eden Joy Mode lifeboat. In this lifeboat, we're going back to the simplicity of wellness, the simplicity of joy, the beauty of living for you and your pets. Because, you know, your pets are vibing off of you. They're vibing off of everything that's going on in your house. Everything that's going on in your house is affecting everyone in your life. And so we're all about getting you off the sinking ship and onto a success platform of like our life. Our lifeboat is like the love boat too, isn't it, Dr. Mark?
Absolutely. You know, I talk about 95% good days a month, and that's a high benchmark, isn't it? I say leave a few days left or left over just for spiritual warfare, just in case, because it gets kind of crazy out there. I mean, there's not only overwhelms around every corner, it seems like. We talked about this before, but taking a media fast is a great idea, and then turn the TV back on and see how you feel. But you might feel better without it. So the whole goal is to really get a lot of the white noise around us turned down or just put on mute so that you can really feel what's important in life. And those feelings like joy and love and peace sound great on paper, but I have experienced that myself, that when you focus on those positives and those good things, you know, I tell our cat that's in the home, our beautiful cat, Marina, I tell her I love you, you know, and I give her that great pet scratch that she likes, you know, and she just goes off with a smirk, you know, that it's really cool that, you know, we do love our animals, and that's really that unconditional love that we get back. It's a beautiful thing.
And so it's a love boat, it's a life boat, and it's a learning boat. Because in order to really be personally responsible for your own health and for the health of your pets, you have to be informed. But that's why we're here. We're going to make that as easy for you as possible by bringing you the information that you need to make informed decisions on things you probably haven't heard about before. Because actually, Dr. Mark and I were kind of like pioneers. We were sent ahead, sort of like the scouts sent ahead, because we encountered issues and situations both personally and with clients that, you know, there were conventional answers weren't working. And so we had to find what were the working answers and what's beautiful about our creation and the ordered patterns of all energy and matter is that these are working systems. So there's a reason if a working system isn't working. And our job is to find it out on our wellness journey. But you know what? We're going to make it fun over here at Back to Eden, at the Joy Mode Living Factory. We're all about promoting actually your best experience in learning this stuff. But sometimes we do have to say, hey, there's the ship hit the iceberg. We've got to tell you what happened. We've got to give you the info on what's really going on so that you can know. Because then you're going to be able to make an informed decision. But we're never going to just bring you a problem. We're always going to bring solutions. And to me, Dr. Mark, that's really, I want the truth. I want to know what I'm really dealing with. Because then I can get a clear picture. Because truth is a resonance that basically holds the whole universe together. You can't lie to like the orbit of Jupiter. No, that orbit has to be real, it has to be true, and it has to be precise, as does the spinning of the electrons and protons in the cells of our body. So truth is a perfect resonance. That means what's really going on. Now, we're not going to get into the existential stuff about like, well, is this really a dream? Or are we dreaming this? Is this a hologram? It's got to be simple enough. The universe has got to be simple enough for a child, because that's what Messiah said, didn't he? Unless you become like a little child, you're really not going to get the picture. You're not going to get it. So from the simplicity of trust, trusting relationships, and we hopefully are earning your trust here by you doing your research on what we tell you and you finding out that everything we're telling you is absolutely true. And then also, you know, learning and building knowledge base and experience base, and also being willing to step out in faith. It does take a childlike faith. But once you know that you've got the basics of all energy and matter working with you, you can pretty much move ahead with confidence, don't you think, Dr. Mark?
And that's what it's all about, folks, is really enhancing not only your knowledge base and your information. And it's okay to not get it right all the time. I mean, you leave some room for, you know, one of those crazy days. But what I'm saying is that I've changed my tonality and my verbiage, and I'm calling it trial and success. Forget trial and error. Let's focus on trial and success. And then you're going to not only attract more things into your life that are positive, like people with the solutions. I found so many times in my life that I'm like one person away from the very answer that I'm looking for, the very prayer that I've asked. It shows up, and it might be God works through people, you know. So Creator has this incredible plan for our lives, our animals' lives, and so we fit into that, let's say, perfectly when we're on point. So I do believe what you're saying, Gigi, that there is truth out there. The truth can set us free. And the awesome thing is that there are, I have found, solid solutions not only for our health and wellness, but also on the spiritual and emotional side as well. So it's do we have better days when we're more focused on the positives, like love, joy, and peace, instead of replaying and rewinding all of the, you know, trauma and the overwhelm, maybe fears and worries and anxieties. You know, Creator says set that to the side. Focus on your best days now, and I'm telling you folks, your best days are ahead of you. So that's really what we're excited about, and give you that information and pushing through and pressing in to those difficult times like we'll hear today with our guests that we're going to hear from after a bit.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, stay with us, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden. Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk, People Talk, Wellness Radio Show with your hosts, Gigi Shimone and Dr. Mark. We were just talking about joy mode living and jumping in the life and love boat of the trip back to Eden, back to the simplicity of perfection. Really, wellness is not as complicated as it seems, although we do have this milieu where we're dealing with advanced technologies because we need to, because we're dealing with some complicated challenges. But these advanced technologies that we're working with, Dr. Mark, actually work on very simple and basic principles of inverse wave cancellation, don't they? I think we should tell people about that and how that works so they can understand that it's not tomfoolery. It is hard science.
Great. Hey, thanks, Gigi. In essence, the WaveMaker technology, it's a biofeedback technology. It's from Germany. It is, in essence, the inverse signal is cancellation is kind of interesting. We call it debug or upgrade. So debug is like if we could take emotions and on our computer, if we could just hit delete, 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 you know, what would that look like? If we could hit Control-Alt-Delete on our computer and just take down the whole system and bring ourselves back up again, you know, with a smiling face, wouldn't that be great? But when we focus on those positive emotions like, you know, like compassion and loving kindness and mercy and just goodness and kindness, it makes a big difference. And I know those are called the fruits of the spirit, but I really believe in those because what else do we have? Well, we're right back to the negative. So it's okay to stay in the positive zone. We'll go back and forth, but this inversion, essentially the Germans found out that when you invert a signal of a particular substance, whether it's something that might be a food allergy for your pet. Now, we've seen that before in our own home when we had a corgi that we got the food, and then it's like, wait a minute, that pet food, we better change it because there's a reaction with the, we got a new pet food, boom, everything was fine. So we know that humans can have reactions, so can pets. Finding the right pet food, even if now there's a lot more organic choices out there. There are superfoods and treats for our pets we didn't have 10 years ago, so it's really exciting. But this inversion of the energy is simply holding on to a couple probes. The energy goes into the technology, turns it upside down, and sends it back to you. And one more comment is, like, you know what? When we're in the womb, okay, us humans, we're upside down. That's normal. That's our normal paradigm. Now we birth, and you're telling me right side up is normal? You know, isn't that an interesting thought? We have daylight savings time. It's like, wait a minute, that's not even the real time. You know, so we're kind of in this matrix. We've talked about it before, but we're in this scenario where is really everything perfectly real? But at the same time, what is real is energy and frequency. And when we can invert the signal of something harmful to us, like those artificial sweeteners, we've seen it before, like Splenda. People react to maybe MSG, or how about, aspartame, you know, NutraSweet type things. You know, those can be reactive to the body in a negative way. Can the signal be inverted, sent back to the person for a lesser response? The Germans say yes. They've been doing it for 30 years, and that technology is available today.
It really is. And that's the thing that's true, is the underlying governing energy frequencies and patterns and vibrations of all of matter. I mean, that's what's real, and that's what quantum physics has really opened up to us. I have an interesting quote here from Carlos Castaneda, and he says, "We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same." So I say, since we're in this adventure, let's make it an adventure. Let's make it fun. We can be like, oh, I have to learn this, or oh, I have to get over this. Or we can say, you know what? I've just been presented with some working answers by some pretty reliable people. What they were talking about really made sense to me. I've been watching my pet suffer. I've been watching a family member suffer. Maybe it's time that we find some answers outside of the box. And you can absolutely not only build your own faith and your own ability to take your power back and be responsible for your and your pet's wellness first and foremost, and then allow your healthcare professionals to assist you in your wellness goals. That's what they're there for. That's why you pay them, because they assist you. But ultimately, it's your body and it's your pet, and you want the very best for them. And so that's why we're telling you about all this good stuff, because the way we approach it, if we make it fun, it makes a lot funner. But you've got to know it. This is vital information. And we're going to have a guest on today. Her name is Denise, that is dealing with a situation that you would never expect, that what Dr. Mark was able to do with this animal was even possible. But this is the future of wellness, isn't it, Dr. Mark? The energy realm.
It sure is. And, you know, thoughts are things, right? And thoughts can be registered even on our technologies. And so we know that there are vibrations to the body. We know that there are waves, right? Because we have brain waves and we have heart waves, and we measure those. That's a standard medical everyday occurrence. So there's other technologies, though, that can fine-tune what we find, and then how to explain that and give it back to the body. It's called biofeedback. The Germans call it bioresonance therapy, okay? So these new words, but it absolutely works. It's fantastic. And like you were saying, just return to the heart of the child. Just keep it. If it seems complex, smile, take a deep breath, and say it's got to be simpler, and then go at that level. Take it to the heart of a child. I mean, some people that are listening in might have two PhDs, you know, they might have two double majors and a minor, and just, you know, there's a lot of brilliant folks that listen in to this station, because they're looking for answers, we're looking for working solutions, and, you know, there's a lot of people that are intelligent that are making great choices for themselves and also for their pets. So we support you, we congratulate you on doing your very best in life. I say pain-free sounds great on paper, right? But I tell you what, when you can get to that point and get to a great sleep state and restful in the morning, and you feel great and do it all over again, you're in a success cocoon. we want to show you what that looks like over the months and really show you that your best days are ahead of you and you can live them today. So we really believe that if you have the truth will set you free. But the answers sometimes are very simple. Don't overlook those too. And you know, what does prayer do? What does loving kindness do? It's pretty exciting, Gigi.
Well, Harvard, a study done at Harvard actually showed that those patients that were prayed for had a better outcome. And so we don't really need to ask the question why, because we may not be able to answer that question on this side of the curtain. But what we do know is that the hard facts are, whether it was the loving touch or the intention or just the attention, the fact is that prayer does make a difference. And I'm certainly living proof of that. And I'm proof that even stronger prayers can bring even stronger answers. So we've got a lot of good stuff for you here because we want you and your pets to enjoy this possibility of a good life, of a joyful life, of a joy-filled life, and a healthy, well life right now. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426 or on the web www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show, the joy mode living love and lifeboat of the simplicity of wellness. But, you know, Dr. Mark, I've been reading some stuff. I do my research every day. And we're dealing with some situations with air quality that the general public are not aware of. And I'm not going to go into the gruesome details because you can go to backtoedentv.com and you can watch it for yourself on our new Air Quality Issues channel. So I won't belabor it. We've got a coconut oil channel. We have got an easy gardening channel. We've got lots of good stuff there. It's all free information. Ladies and gentlemen, please go to backtoedentv.com and you can learn about the air quality issues. But what it's really coming to, Dr. Mark, is in order to maintain a healthy environment, it's not just body, it's not just emotions. We also are dealing with air and water. These are the two basic elements of life, aside from minerals, I guess would be the, you know, and then fire, you know, I guess that's about, you know, but these are the really the basic building blocks of the body that we know our pets' bodies, our bodies are 75 to 85% water. Well, if we're not getting good water, if the water is not getting into the cells and hydrating the cells, then we're going to have cells that are functioning below their optimal level. And the same thing with air. Is not air called the breath of life? And I, you know, what do we do when someone keels over? We go and we breathe into their lungs. Air is essential. Oxygen exchange is essential. And you know, what's interesting about cancer is anaerobic. A lot of the bad bugs and germs and viruses are anaerobic. They do not thrive in an oxygen-rich environment. And you know what I find, Dr. Mark, is through the stresses of life, I find sometimes I'm holding my breath. Does that happen to you?
Yes, I know what you're saying, and it happens all the time when you're in surprising situations or shocking, you see things on TV or what happens, why do we hold our breath like that? But we're just maybe overwhelmed at the moment or whatever, but that oxygenation that you're talking about for the body is absolutely essential. Folks, and we all, you know, everybody's going to cross the border anyway, but in that anti-aging paradigm that we talk about, we want to slow that train down, right? So there are things that we can absolutely do to oxygenate our bodies. Some of the breath work that, people are talking about and some of the things that I do, we'll talk about, I'm sure, more. But did you know, Gigi, that training for marathons, I will be on the treadmill and have an oxygen concentrator behind me and actually have some additional oxygen coming in. So in other words, when you take a deep breath in, folks, you're getting about, what, 75% nitrogen and only 25% or less oxygen? I mean,
that's
it was
right.
it was a huge difference before the flood versus after the flood.
That's
if we want to go there, right, Gigi? Do you know that the canopy changed? And I mean, how do people live to 400 to 700 years? Are you kidding me? What was the difference?
Yep.
Oxygen.
Yep. So it's very important. We're dealing with a lot of particulate matter from various things that are going on that you'll learn about on our air quality channel at backtoedentv.com. And you basically, and also just the building materials that we use in our homes are highly toxic. I mean, down here in Florida, there was a very serious, and actually all over the country, serious environmental illness that occurred with people and pets from Chinese drywall that was full of like every evil thing you could imagine. It was almost like a weapon. It was, you know, I don't know, you know, but it sure seemed like it. I don't know why you would put that congregation of poisons into drywall. But anyway, nevertheless, there's things, building materials, the quality of the air in our, you know, air conditioning systems, heating systems, you know, mold gets in, you have a leak. I actually worked for some of the law firms that were in charge of the mold litigation in the state of California. And the things, I saw the medical charts of the people that had been subjected unknowingly to black mold, and their animals and their pets were dying. Everybody was getting disabled, dying. Their doctors didn't know what was wrong with them because the mold was inside the walls of the house, and they had no idea until finally it was just one of those things where a miracle happened. The doctor decided to look for mold, and then all of a sudden they found out. Oh, and they opened the walls and they found out. And so these poor people, but we just don't know what's going on in our interior environment. Most of the studies say that indoor air pollution is even worse than outdoor air pollution, although I think it's probably a toss-up right about now. Plus, the outdoor air does come in. So in our Back to Eden store, we've got the best value. I mean, I used to pay $1,500, Dr. Mark, for a really good air unit. This one's like $200 to $300, depending upon which unit you get, and it has ultraviolet, which kills bacteria and viruses. It has very minute ozone, which helps to bring more oxygen in the environment. It has ionization. It has a HEPA filter, which filters out radioactive particles and most of your pathogens and large particulates. And for a couple hundred dollars, you can give your pet and your home basically something closer to the air of the Garden of Eden than you're experiencing right now. And if you were to have a situation where you were in a home, because a lot of these foreclosure homes that have been resold, a lot of stuff happened, depending upon who was the contractor that fixed them, you don't know if there's mold. This will help prevent the spread of mold spores in your home as well, and having multiple units in multiple rooms, if that's the case. We're not saying, hey, if you've got mold, you can just get an air purifier. No. What we're saying is if that was the case, this would be kind of like a preventative that would prevent you from getting as sick as some of the people. Instantly, if you find mold, you have to do full mold remediation. That means I spoke with the top experts. If it's concrete and it's infested with mold, it has to come out. Mold can eat concrete. If it's wood, drywall, whatever, everything that's wet and infested has to come out. That's how the experts do it. And that's how they told us. But we can actually create a beautiful environment in our homes with some very simple technology right there, just with air. Now, about water, Dr. Mark, what are some of the things that you can tell us about the structure of water, the purity of water, energy imprints of poisons in water, and how this is affecting the health of our pets and our pet owners today?
Sure. Water is important, Gigi, and you've studied it and I've studied it. And so we do know that there's an element there that we can be more mindful of. Tap water is a pH of 7, so that's neutral on the 0 to 14 scale. But with the different chemicals and things to get it there, even the farmers say if the soil is acid, you have to add lime to lime it up to get back to the proper pH of the soil. So you can use fertilizers up and down in the soil to get there, but we're missing the minerals a lot of times in the soil, and that's part of our challenge nationwide. Now, talking about the water in general, what we found helpful is to add some type of a purification system. We've got one that we use at the office, and essentially an ionizer also that's a negative charge that helps to structure the water or microstructure it. So I didn't know, Gigi, that basically water clumps up into like about 8 to 18 different water molecules, little H2O buddies all jammed up in a little clog, right? And so I didn't know. I thought they were just all separated, but that's not the case. So, in other words, an ionizer helps to break down those H2Os so they separate into smaller clumps, like 5 to 8 little water clusters, little H2O guys, so they get into the cells a lot easier. That's called structured water. So ionizers that are out there that are effective that can put that negative charge into the water, now you're talking electricity. Interesting. And not plus and minus, just the minus, but that helps to absorb and get into the system better. And how would you know that works? It's when you don't have it. You go on vacation for 3 or 4 days and you feel parched. It's like, whoa, I'm really hydrated, and that's a blessing. So just look at your water situation, and you can always send an email to our show, and then we can give you some more information or insight. But very exciting. There are possibilities out there that make a difference, even for our pets. And they drink ionized water. Our cat does. Loves it. So it's all good.
Oh, well, you can put a bowl of tap water down and a bowl of really good water from a home unit, which is going to be your best savings as far as, you know, purchasing bottled water, which the quality is questionable. And that pet will go right to the good water every single time. So we've got to take another quick break, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have our guest on the other side, I promise, this time. Thank you.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard.
We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden Pet Talk People Pet Wellness Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon, and Dr. Mark. I'm going to have to come up with a better intro, Dr. Mark. I'm going to work on it. See, the thing is we're not just talking about pets. We're talking about pet owners because we know that if mom and dad are not healthy, the babies aren't going to be healthy. the best interest of your pets is in you being the best you can be, too. So we pick on you. With so much love. Today, we're trying to get you onto the love boat and the lifeboat and the joy mode living factory of a whole new way of enjoying the discovery of the path to your pet's greatest vitality, best chance at longevity, and for you too. And we have with us now Denise, a special guest. And Dr. Mark, Denise is a client of yours. Is she not? Welcome, Denise.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for being on, Denise, and we really appreciate you. And you have an exciting story. This is one that doesn't come up really all the time. You know, you're a pet lover, a pet owner, and you're at your farm, you and your husband and your kids, and you're busy all the time. We know that. But what's exciting is, you know, your forward thinking as not only a mother, but also as a pet owner as well, et cetera. But we do have an exciting story for you folks. And Denise, you might be able to open up a little bit and tell us, this is in regard to your calf, Bo. You have several head of cattle, and when you have a new one that comes, it's exciting, but it can also be a little scary, especially depending on the situation. Give us a little bit of a background, what happened with your most recent addition to the farmyard family, if you will.
Well, when he was born, it was probably about 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning, so, you know, with the winter hours, it is still dark at that time. And we had been out and checked the mom and didn't really see anything because she was acting like her normal self. Well, she wasn't a really good mom, not at first. This baby calf was on the ground, very cold. She hadn't cleaned him and dried him completely yet. She kind of just had him, and that was that. When we discovered him in the daylight, I noticed his head looked swollen, and he could not stand up. So pretty much from that hour, about 7:30 in the morning till about 1 that afternoon, it was like triage care. And I thought, honestly, that we were losing him because he just was not getting with the program. And the first 2 hours of life, is very crucial for them to have colostrum, which is the mother's milk, in them. So the rate of survival really falls after that if they don't get their mother's milk.
And we know the value of colostrum. We know the value of colostrum, and there are, you know, supplements that even humans can take for colostrum that helps our immune system and so forth. And so that's why we always talk about breastfeeding as being such a value add, you know, human side. But also, obviously, you're talking about that, and the animal lovers on the show have heard about colostrum, I'm sure know about that. So it's really nothing new, but to the general population, we don't really get the whole big picture on colostrum and immunity. But please go on.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it is. You're exactly right. The colostrum is so important. It's the vital nutrients that these calves need, and if you don't get it within a couple hours into their system, their tendency, if they do live, they won't suck off their mothers. You usually have to bottle feed them. And then you become their parent.
right. You're looking for more things to do in your day, right, Denise? Like
uh-huh,
you're
the
bottle
exactly.
feeding your new calf on top of everything else, right?
exactly.
Bottle no problem. Feeding. You'll just carry him around and feed him.
Yeah, right. And get a stroller.
yeah.
It's very gratifying, but it is a lot of work. So, of course, the best course of action is for the mother to keep claim on that calf. It was kind of weird, Dr. Mark, I did not know that he could do on this life system animals. And we had went to the vet and got the necessary items to try to get him. Oh, we call it with the program, which is trying to be kind of consciously aware of what he's supposed to do. It wasn't working. So Dr. Mark says, send me a picture of Bo. Okay. So we send him a picture of Bo. Well, he hooks him up to the life system. and then the diagnosis that comes up. And you have to remember, these are my daughter's 4-H cattle, so these are huge pets to her.
And it's just but remember, when you say diagnosis, this is not a medical diagnosis. This is a frequency pattern. This is a frequency pattern.
That is correct. So diagnosis is maybe a little on the medical side, and I shouldn't say that. But no, just to see what was going on with him, because we had tried everything. He was probably, those first 24 hours, we honestly expected him to pass. Mm. We didn't think he would live past that point.
Wow.
So Dr. Mark pulls him up on the life system. He's still alive. So he was born, how Jordan would know, February 16th.
And how's he doing? Is he gaining weight and growing?
He's gaining. He's running across the lot. His mom knows him, and he knows her, and they have a relationship, and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and she's doing what she's supposed to be doing, like nothing ever happened.
And so was there... I mean, this may sound crazy, but I understand that. Was there a relationship issue there at the birth that came up on the machine?
I don't remember.
What was interesting, just to share, and what amazed me, and just to give you the background, but when I heard that about the about her daughter's calf and having the struggle, just hours after birth, it's like Creator gave me a nudge. It's like, hey, offer it up. And so I asked for a photo, boom, put the animal into the life system, and that was just, we know the birth date, et cetera, and what the address is, et cetera. So not a problem. And literally in 10 minutes, it came up with some signatures that did make sense. Keep in mind, it's a stress analysis is what I call it. So just because there's a frequency match, it's a matchmaking, if you will. So I mean, I'm a runner, and I know, Denise, you're a runner, too. And so we, try to stay in shape, and you do a great job at that, too. But the runners have sometimes challenges with the legs, and it might be the quadricep, your thigh muscle or different things with your ankles. Well, think about this. If you're a little baby calf just coming out into the world and you can't stand up, tell me fear isn't going to show up, and fright was actually the emotion that showed up on the screen. So, like, fright and then abandonment and fear and stuff like that made sense. So we, zap those frequencies. It's just frequencies. So how do you pray over an animal? Well, Denise, you were doing that. You were, like, caressing them, and you were saying and, really trying to pour your heart into the hopefulness that this that your daughter's calf lives. That's our best-case scenario, right? But when quadriceps showed up on the life system, I just smiled, because I knew that if there's any type of challenge like you had mentioned, Denise, some type of swelling on the brain or encephalitis or something, that could be kind of equated to a birth trauma maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there. Sometimes things happen and then you just have to figure it out later. But that's why I found the life system to be a really value add behind the scenes. Very cool. It's like prayer with frequencies. It's like very specific. I call it specific prayer. Because your intention is for the animal to live, let's just say. And when you see that the muscles aren't working, then when you can send the signature of those muscles, I don't even use the word diagnosis because we don't need to. The stress of life and the triage that you put into it, you and your daughter and your husband just, rallying, right? At the 11th hour, the first hour, and second hour of life to really, give the animal its best shot at survival. And, we could say you have a praise Creator story. I mean, look at what the success was. It's just fantastic.
Well, Denise, will you stay with us? We have to take a really quick break, and then we'd like to ask you, ask more about this on the other side.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. And we'll be right back with Denise and some more really interesting information about what's possible with your animals and your pets on Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show on the All Paws Pet Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back2Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden.
Welcome back to the Back to Eden People and Pet Wellness Show with your host Gigi Shimon and Dr. Mark and our special guest Denise, who's telling us this amazing story about remote energy sessions for a calf that was born with some complications, including brain swelling. And what's interesting, you know, we talk a lot on our show about the body-mind connection in your pets. I mean, people think, oh, you're anthropomorphizing, which means putting people characteristics on pets. You're projecting. But no. This is clinically proven that these animals have emotions. It's being measured. I just read an amazing article about it. And in fact, they can detect cancer and then they get sad. This one dog detected cancer in its owner and was like completely depressed. That was what made her look into it. And that, since she had early detection from the dog, saved her life. So don't think that the animals don't know, and all of you pet lovers out there, you know how your animals, they have a being, they have a soul, and they have emotions. They're different than we are. You know, dogs are pack animals. Cats are their own whole thing altogether. Each animal, you know, rabbits are rodents, you know, bottom line. And so each animal and livestock are a whole nother level of animals too. But what's really amazing is that this calf, when Dr. Mark did a frequency profile on this calf, it was feeling emotions of fear and abandonment. And that when the inverse wave, when the appropriate corrective energy form was sent back to the calf, it had an amazing recovery. Is that how you see it, Denise?
It's absolutely amazing. And we have seen the miracle before our own eyes. You know, it's not secondhand knowledge. Seeing this calf grow and look happy on his face and play through the cattle lot, and it's enjoyable to watch.
And
it's a small miracle that you just, you know, I know the frequencies work, but then you kind of scratch your head when you see it and you just say, wow.
I know, because it's invisible. But seriously, those kind of situations, they fail to thrive if they don't get the colostrum. If they're not interested in nursing, you have a real high mortality rate. Plus, he had the additional brain injury on top of that. And what came up in his energy profile was that there were some leg issues too. So he may have had a difficult birth, come out breech or whatever. I don't know what breech is for a calf, but if he came out the wrong way he's not supposed to, I know that he can get birth injuries. And so here we have a farm animal that gets this beautiful remote session where basically, you know, it's an energy signature analysis and of the chief stressors, and then an energy response that helps to reduce that stress on the energy level. And what an amazing outcome. This really, don't you see this, Denise, as opening up for us in the future amazing possibilities for animal health and wellness?
Absolutely.
Because
this calf could have been a statistic very easily.
And that's an investment, and that's your livelihood, and that's part of your family. And for other people that have pets that are, you know, actually their main companions, these are very, very dear family members. And so should they have anything less than the best of the best? And what's really great is it's totally affordable. It's totally doable. And, you know, it's as easy as it gets, huh? You didn't have to load the calf into the trailer and take it down. You know, the vet didn't have to come out. You had already done all of that, and all you had to do was send his picture.
Right. Oh, it was totally easy. Dr. Mark, at first when he asked for the picture, I'm like, I was confused, and now it all makes sense. I'm like, oh, he wants to see the calf. That's nice.
No, that's this chip in his cell phone that makes sure that he gets his wellness phone call. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. And our veterinarian said, you know, the next 72 hours will be vital. He probably won't make it.
And based upon, you know, conventional science, this is new emerging science that's been around a long time, but it hasn't been available for a long time. But now it's available for usage with your pets, with your livestock, with your family. And why not give it a try? What would you say to someone that would be considering, you know, hearing this story, like, and they've never heard of anything before like this, Denise? What would you tell them?
Try it. You have nothing to lose. Whether, you know, why? It was so amazing. It really was. And if I would have had to tell our 14-year-old daughter, hey, you know what, your calf died, then we would have had the emotional side of her. You
yes.
know, everybody would have been on an emotional roller coaster because it's the gestational cycle is the same as a human being practically.
Right.
So it's not, you can't just try again in a month or two. And but, you know, these people who raise these animals, they do pour their heart and souls into their work. And nothing is worse than when that animal, you know, you watch it before your eyes deteriorate, knowing there's nothing you can do. Mm. This gives us something we can do.
Awesome. And Dr. Mark, as far as energy medicine, if the body doesn't need the information, what does it do with it?
That's a great question, Gigi. And essentially, folks, is if there's an energy signature that the body doesn't need, it's almost like disregard. It's not a big deal. So there is really not a downside at all. Once I started studying these technologies back in the early 2000s, it really helped us on a different technology with a fertility issue, believe it or not, that had an infertility for a decade that solved our own challenge. So I'm the guy that on standing on my ottoman, you know, waving my arms saying this works. I'm a champion of technology. I'm a champion of simple. I'm a champion of safe. And I love effective. And when it works out, you know, if you can call it creator's will, you know, that he says all things are possible and choose life. It's called choose life. So when we hear that it's impossible or, oh, you have the C word, you know, the degeneration portfolio or whatever's going on, like it's hopeless for a calf, you know, we can turn that around, folks. And so that's our belief system. And I'm riding with it myself. So in other words, my intention are that people do well and animals do well. And it's just fun. It's fun to get a success story. And it's not about me. It's really not even about the technology. You know, you look at the bigger picture for what's possible and where we actually give credit and gratitude. So we're right back to source. I mean, it's all about the creator and our best aligning with his best. And so when we recognize what our best is, choose
yes.
life, that turns it around. It turns it around. And so if creator is turnaround all day long, how does my response dovetail with perfection? I have to choose life. So what's exciting is there are possibilities, folks, and the energetic technology with the signatures is something that's available today, not only for purchase, if you're interested in getting a system under $15,000, but I'll tell you what's really simple is to try it once and see what the response is, see what comes up. We like to look at the top 10 emotions, the top 10 conflicts on the human side, you know, you're thinking you wouldn't have a whole lot of that going on as a newborn animal. You know what I mean?
But he
conflicts
did.
Of survival is one of them, and abandonment. You know, these are critical juncture emotions and conflicts, but they did show up. And when you can send that feedback signal back to the person, it's like a compliment. It's like a long-distance compliment, yeah. But it's a handshake, and it's an energetic, just like your cell phones work on GPS. This is kind of the same frequency, right, Gigi?
Yeah, absolutely. And the photograph is used to locate the cell phone, which is the person or pet receiving the treatment, and broadcast the signal right to that identifying element and through the light signatures of the photograph and the locational information. But to get more information about these sessions, go to joymodeliving.com. And you can read more about this. And every day we're going to be, well, every week, let's just say that. Every week we're adding new content. There's going to be more tools for you, lots of free information. And also at backtoeden.us and backtoeden.org, backtoeventv.com, backtoedenradio.com, where you can hear our old shows and listen to our archives at any time if you missed a show or if you have a friend that you know a show would really help them. Denise, we're so glad to have you. We are out of time, but your story is so beautiful, and we're really inspired by the 4-H Club and the work your daughters are doing. They're such a beautiful organization, and thank you for raising your kids with such great values and for having a beautiful life that really is very, very much our created purpose, working with the land, working with the creatures that were entrusted into our care, and thank you so much for being on our show and telling your story.
Thank you so much for having me. It was truly a blessing. We appreciate the light system. Everybody, it's a great asset to have, in your, especially knowing somebody who has it available. That was awesome.
Totally. And you've got a cute little guy galloping around now because of it. Well, Dr. Mark, I guess we're all done for this show. But we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks so much for all of the insight and inspirational words, truly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gigi.
Thank you. Okay, bye, everyone. We'll see you next
Bye-bye.
Time at the Back to Eden People and Pet Wellness Radio Show.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.